Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, we always like to have somebody brand new and fresh right here on Straight Talk. We've got a guy here who's never done a radio program before. He's looking at me like, I don't know what's coming next, but that's okay. He's a politician. His name's Ben Ignatowitz. He is the chair of the York County Republican Party. You okay? You're going to make it all right?
I'm going to do fine. Thank you.
Sure? Okay. Yeah. All right. All right, Ben, as we always do when we have somebody brand new on the show, we'd like you to take a little bit of time and tell us a little bit about you.
Okay.
So go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm 32 years old.
Married. I remember that. I remember being 32. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Married with two daughters, 10 and 6. So my wife's name's Elizabeth. The children are Charleston and Eleanor.
Charleston. Now, there's an interesting name.
Yes.
I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, so we just moved to Rock Hill in December, lived in York for about 7 years, maybe 8 years, and moved down to South Carolina from Michigan in 2007, shortly after I graduated high school. My dad had an opportunity. The economy up in Michigan was floundering in 2007.
And it ain't a whole lot better right now, is it?
No, it's not. I go back and visit every now and then, and it's not a whole lot better. So
I bet you don't miss the winters.
No, not at all.
Huh?
Everyone's like, I want snow. And I'm like, yeah, I like the snow here because it lasts for about 3 hours. And that's about it.
I bet you don't miss the tax bills either, do you?
Well, thankfully, I never really had to deal with that. But I heard about it from my parents, and my uncle still complains about it. So,
quite a bit of difference. And did you own a home up in Michigan?
My parents did.
You
I did not. Yeah.
But well, I'll bet you your dad would tell you. Your dad's down here?
Yes, he is.
I'll bet you your dad would tell you that he bought probably, twice as much house for a third as much money down here as he did up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the taxes are, like, I remember registering my vehicle, and I was like, is that it, or is there something else I have to pay? And even the insurance, because Michigan's a no-fault state, so the insurance was just crazy. And so I was excited when I got my tax bill for my truck and my insurance bill, and was like, wow, it was less than what I was paying in a monthly premium.
Well, as I tell everybody who's new to the community, you have landed where the world begins and ends, right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina. So you're in good shape, pal.
Well,
you've made it. You're here.
I'm excited to be here. So
good for you. So now, what do you do to put food on the table for all those mouths that you have to feed?
Well, today was actually my last day at 84 Lumber. I was inside sales rep there. Been with the company about 13 years, moved up from work on a production line all the way up into inside. Next Wednesday, I start with the new company, Hard Hat Workforce Solutions, outside sales. When people need help on a job site, whether it's electricians, plumbers, HVAC mechanics, pipe fitters, you name it, general labor, we're there to help supply those needs.
Hmm. So what's the name of the company?
Hard Hat Workforce Solutions.
Hard Hat Workforce Solutions.
Yeah.
So for all my contractor friends out there who've got their radio on,
yes,
as you're yelling and screaming about, where is this guy, where is that guy?
Yeah.
Call Ben.
Yeah, we
call
we
Ben.
We'll have the same issues finding people, but we'll be doing it full time. Everyone else is trying to run their business. We'll try to find the labor for it.
All right. So you are the chair of the York County Republican Party. Exactly how did that happen?
How did that happen?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it really goes back to the Glenn McCall days. I joined at the tail end of his chairmanship, when Wes Clymer was coming in, I just kind of got plugged in because I was tired of watching what former President Obama and the rest of the Democrats were doing to our country with forcing Obamacare through and just tearing this country down a little piece at a time. And I said, well, I need to get involved. How do I do that? And I just Googled, you know, Republicans in York County. And once I figured out that it wasn't Pennsylvania, it was South Carolina that I had to find. But I got plugged in and just kind of hung around. It was in and out for a couple years during the tail end of Wes Clymer's tenure and Joel Hamilton's. I came back when Tyler Griffin, the previous chairman, was in charge, first elected. He was like, hey, you know, I'm married now, kind of got this life thing starting to figure out this balance a little bit. Not really. I don't think I got it totally figured out yet, but, you know, it's I said, all right, well, let me plug back in. And for the past 2 years, I was actually the treasurer of the York County GOP. And Tyler and I started having conversations about, hey, who's next? What do we do? You know, and I was kicking the idea around a little bit when I knew he was ready to move on to other things. I was like, oh, it kind of makes sense. You know, I've been around. I wouldn't mind doing it. And I think that was all it took. And then all of a sudden, I started getting phone calls left and right saying, hey, you're the guy. And I was like, I just said I was thinking about it. But they said, no, that's it. That's all we need.
Good for you. Well, you know, you said something that I think is important for people to consider. If you, you know, if you want the country to be X and it's now Y,
right,
sitting on the sidelines and griping and moaning about it isn't going to do anything, right?
Oh, no, not at all. That's the most frustrating part, being part of this party, is when you see all the complaints and like, oh, I'm tired of this, and why can't we do this? And it's like, well, get off the sidelines. We got plenty for you to do. A big thing that we've implemented since April is we formed some committees, and they're kind of, we've got a legislative committee that's focusing on upcoming legislation, stuff we would like to see, you know, our tax bill to get cut, our you know, term limits are discussed, you know. And then there's, obviously, we were excited about the heartbeat bill, and there's always talk about how do we strengthen even the Second Amendment bill. And so we just have those conversations, and it's nice to, because you have a wide range of opinions, right? You know, you got this, you know, you got the group where it says, hey, with the heartbeat bill, it should say, you know, personhood. And other people are saying, hey, this is a big win. Over the last 5 years, had it been in place for the past 5 years, we saved 50,000 lives. So we're excited where we're at. You know, you got to take those wins, whether you're at 50%, 60%, 70%, because that's what Democrats have done for as long as I can remember.
Well, again, whatever your view of the world is,
right,
if it's X and we now have Y, and you want it to be more like Y, then you have got to get in the trenches.
Absolutely.
And try to affect change.
Yeah.
And at the national level, the only way you're going to be able to affect change is get behind those people who are willing to put themselves out there to be beaten up and ridiculed and what have you in their efforts to get in office, right?
Yeah, very thankless job.
Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's not a, you're right about that. Okay. So, are you satisfied? I bet you're not satisfied with the numbers of people who are deciding to get involved, or there's just still too many people out there moaning and groaning?
I'm excited with the attendance we've had with our monthly meetings, which are the last Thursday of the month, typically. And that's at 7 o'clock. We have that on our website, yorkrepublicans.org. You can look that information up. We always post that in affiliate groups when they send us, hey, we have an event going on, we put that in there. Our attendance has been, I got thrown in the fire. My first meeting, Lynn Wood came up here when he was running for state chair of the SCGOP. So we had standing room only, pouring out into the hallway. But since then, we still had, it was 100 people, 80 people. This July meeting was 76, which for summer months is really great.
Right.
So I'm excited to see all the people plugging in and that want to get involved. I mean, we're working on forming our precinct reorganization group. There's a lot into that. So what the precinct reorg is, where you can really make changes. You get a committee person and a president, and they just kind of, there's 98 precincts in York County now, and we organized 74 of them. So we're looking to, that was our largest to date, and we're looking to increase that. Goal is obviously to get 100% by going into, I guess that'd be 2023. We'd like to have 100%. So we're getting people involved, willing to talk to their neighbors and say, hey, how do you want to be involved? They hear you complaining or you're moaning about it all the time. Here's how we can get you involved. It's a ground game. And which can we turn that towards the elections? I mean, we got a lot of elections coming up in November.
Yeah.
And the Rock Hill mayor race right now, October 19th, which weird date, right? No one thinks about that. So there's a candidate we're very excited about is Ishmael Lowry. He's running for Rock Hill mayor and a very conservative and member of the group for about a year now. And he was one of those that was on the sideline a little bit saying, I'm kind of tired of this. And he said, it's about personal responsibility. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. And he joined and he's been plugged in. And he decided, I'm going to jump in, and I'm a local business owner and worked at the community center. I mean, I'm excited for him. I'm glad he put his name out there. It's a tall task. We understand that, but we're excited to have a conservative on the ballot.
Now, the city of Rock Hill's elections are nonpartisan elections.
That's correct.
No Democrats, no Republicans, you just whatever. So even though Ishmael is a member of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
It's a nonpartisan election.
That's correct.
But the GOP locally, the York County GOP, will get behind his candidacy and help out?
If no other Republican candidate files, which doesn't look like anyone will, we will definitely be behind Ishmael Lowry, who's a Republican and a conservative Republican that wants to really... You should have him on. He'll express.
Oh, we'll
better,
have him on.
But
he's worried about that.
He does a great job speaking for himself. But we'll definitely support him. And that's actually a role that I think the local party needs to do more so. Because let's be honest, I know these races are nonpartisan, from city elections to the mayor races throughout the entire county here, but nothing's truly nonpartisan anymore. I have a couple people I know that are looking at running in York city elections, and I went to the first reading when they were trying to postpone those elections, and thankfully this past Tuesday, due to an ethics code
a story on this.
They had to recuse themselves, and now elections will take place in November like they're scheduled. So,
well, you raise an interesting question here. The city of Rock Hill voted 7-0 earlier this month to really do two things. Postpone the three council races that are up for re-election until, spring, I guess, until they get all this new 2020 census data in.
Right.
But they opted to keep the mayor's race at the same time. Now, which means two elections.
Right.
Do you or your Republican Party have a position on that? Should they be at the same time?
If you're going to hold the mayor's election, I don't see why you shouldn't hold the city council elections. They should all go on as scheduled. I would like to see that all as one, especially because the census data, I mean, it could take 18 months for them to go through the whole process. So you're talking about a bunch of time there. It just seems like an excuse. With Rock Hill, I know they're probably going to discuss what happened. Now, they voted 7-0, so those three members will probably have to make some kind of amendment to that, but they can still have the votes. At 7-0, three members step say, hey, you know, we're recusing ourselves, you know, like you're still at 4-0, which would be enough to postpone.
Right.
Not sure what Rock Hill will decide to do there, but they are now, in fact, the only city in the state of South Carolina to postpone their elections.
So, again, just to make sure I understood you right, you think, you believe they should all be held at the same time?
Yeah, they should be done at the same time.
Right.
And really, they should be done that second week in November when everything else has happened, that second Tuesday.
Of course, that's another thing. They always hold their elections in October.
Yeah.
And the argument that's been given in the past is it allows Rock Hill's elections to stand alone. And since they're not partisan, nonpartisan, you don't get in all the rhetoric.
Yep.
They just stand alone and let people decide without all the banter back and forth.
That thought might have been okay years ago, but the way the country is right now, you're clearly either a Democrat or a Republican. It's no longer, obviously you have the independents out there, and everyone's fighting for those votes, but it's typically a Republican versus Democrat election. And you can see it with policies that are being passed or how taxpayers' money is being spent, which way someone leans. As conservatives, you know, we want to save the taxpayers' money as best we can, be smart with it. And I don't know this for a fact, but, you know, I've heard Rock Hill, and it's booming, it's growing, but someone told me it's somewhere around $300 million in debt. I don't know that fact off the top of my head, but that's a lot of debt.
But on the other side of the coin, there's a lot going on here, too.
There is.
An awful lot going on.
You are correct.
And as I've pointed out in past interviews, I'm not a CPA. I'm not an analyst.
Right.
So I sit here and look at reports from the rating agencies, and they give, you know, Rock Hill a good rating.
Right.
So anyway,
yes.
We're going to have to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Ben, I didn't tell you about this. At the halftime break, you see those white letters? We're all going to say them together at the count of three. Are you ready? It's the way we do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, 6 days a week. 1, 2, 3. Slice. Garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 4106.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
We're glad to see things are getting back to normal, and it's great to see everyone eating in and us getting a chance to catch up with y'all. This is Charlie Ruffalo. If you don't have time to sit and enjoy your lunch with us, I would suggest you order online at mysubstationii.com, and you can be in and out of the store in under 5 seconds. Just give us enough time to make your order before you arrive. We're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 10, and we're still able to do catering 7 days a week. Once again, I want to thank you for your support through this pandemic. It means a great deal. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop, with Ben Ignatowitz. He is the chair of the York County Republican Party. And we got talking about how important it is for people to get involved. Stop standing on the sidelines. Again, I don't care what your political flavor is. Get involved.
Absolutely.
because, as we say, standing on the sidelines and moaning and groaning doesn't get anything done.
It does not.
So how would – I mean, you apparently are doing well with attendance at your regular monthly meetings,
yep.
Which are held where? Where they have them?
Right now they're at the Hampton Inn in Fort Mill behind the Lowe's.
Oh, yeah. Been there. And, again, if you want to find out more about it, just go to their website, YorkRepublicans.org.
Correct.
Right?
Yep, YorkRepublicans.org.
All right. So when you talk about the precincts, we've got,
correct.
What, 98 voting precincts here in York County?
Yes.
Right. And for those of you who don't know it, that's basically the geographic area that's defined by the election board as to where you're going to vote.
That's,
you know,
correct.
I vote in Bethesda. You vote wherever you vote.
Oakwood.
Yep. Okay. And that's how you do it. And those results are all tabulated together and bingo. So when you reorganize the precincts, what do you mean by that?
So reorganizing precincts, what we mean by that is ideally you find several people, but you need a committeeman or woman and a president. The committee person will come to the York County GOP executive meetings and will vote on different matters from budget to resolutions to whatever's going on, party business. And those happen once a quarter. The president is responsible for getting their neighbors plugged in, you know, understanding that, hey, we're not the only Republican in this area. We got 10, 20, 50 who want to be active. And that's how you just naturally grow this thing, right? I mean, if, you know, our goal is 98 precincts organized by 2023.
Well, what about 2022? That's when you're going to have some off-year elections.
Yes. Yeah. The midterms are very important. That's our goal is 100% of the precincts organized by 2023. But obviously we're working on that. I actually meet with my committee chair, Kelly McCarty. She's doing my precinct reorg. She's very organized. We're going to break down the map and just see where we need to really get plugged in, get moving. You know, we kind of have a goal of 10, on average, 10 people per precinct. I mean, you're looking at almost 1,000 people plugged in, ready to roll.
That's a bunch.
And now, at that point, when it comes to these elections, right, it's, hey, I need some people to put signs out. I need people to knock on doors. I need people to make phone calls. I need some fundraising. What can we do? You know, it'd be nice at that point you take that roster and you say, hey, here's what I got in these precincts that are voting for you. Let's get them activated. And that's really the goal of the precinct, is to get people active and off the sidelines and ready to go for the grassroots, because quite frankly, the knocking on doors and phone calls are still the two best ways to win elections. It's proven.
And the emails get old and people pretty much ignore those anymore. Gotcha. So this is your army, is what it pulls
down.
Yes, down.
Absolutely.
Right. And each of these precincts is like a brigade or a platoon out there doing what they're supposed to do in the neighborhood.
Yep.
Now, some of these precincts are big.
Absolutely.
Compared to some of them being really small.
Yeah.
So when you get into a big precinct, let's say like Northwestern.
Right.
You really need more than 10 people.
Oh,
you could probably use 50 people to cover that one.
Yeah.
So has it been, I mean, has it been hard in the past to pull people to, I mean, you can get your precinct leaders, but what about the army?
Yeah, that's been the difficult part in the past, is getting the rest of the, the rest of the army pulled together. And that's where we're starting to see the excitement, is people are saying, hey, I want to get plugged in. I want to do something. Because you have your group that's been around, right? They've been through it before. Several, you know, some of them it's multiple presidencies. Some of them this their, you know, second, third time they've been involved in presidential elections, and they're like, hey, let's go. And we do have a lot of people who, 2016, when President Trump ran, they said, hey, we like this Make America Great Again, and we're going to be behind that. And so they're asking the questions, how do I get involved? And that's, we're trying to get them involved in the local precincts, these committees. Like I said, we have the legislative precinct, campaign, we'll have a law enforcement, where we just work with local sheriff and just ways we can help support them. I mean, we're getting creative with this. There's no, like, definition on what needs to be done.
Well, I would think now, with all the stuff going on in the in the country. You know, the virus, the COVID.
Right.
We've got, you know, the border issue. We've got, I mean, there's several major issues that are really, I think, capturing people's attention. But I would think that it would, recruitment might be a bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, it's, like I said, the meeting in July, we had 76. And historically, you know, you're having a good meeting if there's 50 members there.
Yeah.
In July, I mean, it's just vacation time and sure. Everyone's out. So we're excited for that. Recruitment's definitely, it's easier, but it's still difficult because the question is, well, what do I do?
Yep.
And, you know, like we've been talking, everyone wants to be involved. But then you still have, like, hey, just putting your name down, there's also work to be done.
Exactly. So let's talk about probably the biggest issue that's going to be popping up here in, I guess, 2024, which would be, what are we going to, Mr. Trump.
Right.
He's still, by your read, the most energizing political figure for the Republicans?
At this time, I would say he probably is the most energizing, especially with the new group that's really wanting to get plugged in. They're, you know, they love what he did, and he did do a lot of great things with making America first, putting them first, saying, hey, you know, why are we taking care of all these other countries, all these other businesses? You know, it's time that we put America first, take care of Americans. And that resonates with just about everyone. I mean, it's silly to me to see anyone root against America. This country is just tremendous. And right now, Trump is still, you know, he's at the head of the table right now. And, you know, DeSantis is, I think, right there. A lot of people love what DeSantis is doing down in, Governor DeSantis down in Florida. I think he will... You know, you look at straw polls, they go back and forth on who people are behind right now. So the Trump, I guess you call it just the Trump train, that's not going anywhere anytime soon. And that's where I come in as a, you know, the chairman. I have to welcome in all these new members who are trying to learn the process and how this works and how can we be involved, how can we make a difference. You know, I got to welcome them in and kind of show them the ropes. And then I got the group that's been around who... They forgot more than I probably know, but we have to merge those two different personalities together because it's a tough thing right now. So this is the way it's always been. Well, we like it this way now, and it's putting that together and getting the infighting and try to put that to rest because right now there's, for whatever reason, even going all the way back to when Abraham Lincoln was president, the Republican Party just destroys itself and tears itself apart. I mean, President Trump had an opportunity to really accomplish, I think, a great deal in the first couple of years, and the Republicans just kind of let that fall apart. I mean, even going George W. Bush had an opportunity at one point.
Yeah, and it did fall apart, and that's why the Democrats took over control of the House, and the Senate is so split the way it is, but we'll see what happens in 2 years.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Ben, you did a good job.
Well, thank you.
All right. All right, Tim, that is going to end our Straight Talk program for today, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Riggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. One more time, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How do we do it, Ben? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.